Colin, the owner of Fritz Custom Finishing Company. David?
Hi. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Hey, Colin, how you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. It's Friday, right? So we got that Friday vibe going on here. Can't complain.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
All righty. So let's see what we got for you now. I got you down with Fritz Custom Finishing Company, and you're based out of 46310, right?
Correct.
All right, Colin. So here's what I got for you. Now, this listing in particular out of 46310, you can cover up to 50 miles if you're willing to cover the entire service radius. Basically, you'd be claiming that territory on the first page of Google, okay? So using the keywords and phrases, you'll have Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri, and Alexa. First page placement, okay? Now, it's a flat rate, bills once a month. It's $299. It doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how big the jobs are, right? So you're not paying per call or per lead. Now, those are some of the major advantages here. Now, I do see here that he had put down you wanted pricing for 20 miles. The good thing is, I mean, if you want the 20 miles, we'll trim down the geofencing for you, right? If you're willing to cover the 50, that's kind of what they're looking for right now for a business. I mean, if you were to move forward with this today, I mean, could you handle the influx in business?
My main question for you would honestly be, like, what are you actually doing? Are you just buying a sponsored ad? Are you changing SEO? How do you actually make it happen?
Great question, right? So we're not buying a sponsored ad, right? A sponsored ad would be like a pay-per-click, or if you did like a Google Verify pay-per-lead type program where you had an actual budget to draw from, right? Yeah, so that's not what we'd be doing here. Now, basically, well, we're data service providers for Google and Meta, right? So Google will send out a list of businesses that may be qualified for the first page. Now, what we'll do is we'll reach out to a business owner. If they're interested, you know, they'll get them over to us, which are the directors. We'll have a small conversation. Now, if we decide that you guys would fit the bill for the position that's needed, and then it's something that also fits your business, we both decide to move forward with each other at that point, right? I mean, really, Google's making sure here that the partners, which is our companies, are filling in with reputable, good businesses in the communities, right? Everybody else is kind of sits on the back pages. So that's kind of what we're doing here. So it is search engine optimization, to a sense that the other search engines are absolutely going to be optimized as well, right? But the major benefit is that first page listing, right? Now, given about 45 days, you'll find yourself listed right there on that front page and anchored, because what we're doing is we're putting in the specific algorithm that's needed to keep you anchored there. You know, for that reason, we do ask that when it comes down to the Google listing, if we do move forward together, we would be the only one handling that listing, because if you get another company or somebody coming in, messing with it, right, what's going to happen is it's going to mess with results. It could take you off that front page, rotate you, and we don't want that happening, right? We want to keep you there to get you the maximum amount of phone calls.
Right. My only holdup is, like, even when you do Google me, I already come up on the first page. I'm not in the sponsored at the top, but I am the number one that shows up near me. I have 39 five stars, which just beats the shit out of my competition for the most part, except for a couple. So I'm just curious, like, what difference. I'm assuming you're talking, like, you're gonna geofence it out so that it's like, okay, if somebody in Hebron Googles painter, or we come up first, correct?
That's right. So we're going to extend your reach now. So, you know, close to home, you're right. You know, you are able to show up, you know, there. Now, what we do is we're going to extend that out for you, right? So open up that radius, get you more calls, more views. Because right now, if you look at your business profile, you'll see your actual paint for where you're at, right? But you have no geofenced service area right now, right? So within about 5 to 10 miles, anybody within there should be able to see you on the first page. As they drive further out, you'll start falling towards the back pages, right? Now, a couple of things that I do here on the business profile, right out the gate, just looking at it, I mean, you do have a strong business profile. You're right. You're at 39 five stars. It looks great. But one of the things that I do, unless the 10301 in DeMont is a brick and mortar location, I definitely mask that one for you, right? So I mask the address so that way people don't have that residential, and then I go ahead and set up the geofencing so they can see the actual service areas. Those are the areas that we're going to be data providing to, right? Now, it's also going to come with a website, so we'll definitely go ahead and make this website this stronger. I'm going to throw it in at no additional cost. You'll get that added icon there. We'll buy the domain for you. We'll build out the site. It'll take us 7 to 14 business days to have that up and running. Now, do you have a Facebook business profile?
Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, that was like kind of my second deal. Like, I already do a pretty heavy marketing on Facebook. So I'm not necessarily like, I'm not tapped out. I mean, I can always take more work, but right now, I mean, my lead generation is kind of crazy. Mostly just on Facebook, because a lot, like I said, I already pop up pretty high on Google. I mean, I get a few calls, but the amount of calls I get from Facebook are insane because it's a little bit more localized. I mean, obviously we could branch out, but, like same with the website, we do have a website already. Not that I'm not interested. I just kind of spitballing here.
Okay, so with the Facebook, what techniques are you using? I mean, are you using ads? Are you going into the marketplace? Are you doing an ad spend budget? I mean, what's your technique there?
Yeah, correct. So we basically, what we're doing is we're working with an outside company. They do all the geolocation. They build the ads. I provide the content, and then we just hammer hard, and we kind of move around where our ad spend is. To kind of target a little bit harder in certain areas. Right now I'm at a 7% market spend. My cost per lead is like almost nothing. And then my whatever, I don't know the term for it, but basically my cost per job acquisition is like $50. So I mean it's a really, really, really well done marketing campaign. We just kinda toggle it on and off as we get busier. Like right now we're kinda backing off the spend a little bit. We're coming into a busy season and I've already got jobs booked for outside work. And I'm really happy with them. I had Angie reach out to me at the Angie's leads and kinda the same sort of deal where it's you know, we'll get you leads and stuff. And so I'm just always a little bit hesitant when I hear things because I do understand SEO, and I do understand what I can do to get a little bit better optimization on Google. So we used to pay for the 3-stack. That was back when Google was still doing the 3-stack, and they kind of do, but now with paid ads, I mean, it's tough for the 3-stack obviously doesn't pop to the top no more. So I understand like LSA and then obviously SEO. So I'm just curious. I'm curious what the $300, as I'm assuming it's $299 with some tax. I'm just curious what that gets me. Like, do you have any data on true what's the average lead generation off of that?
Absolutely. So what it's going to get you, and just so we can clear the pricing details, there's no taxes or hidden fees involved. So what you'll see every month is the flat rate. It's $299.00, okay? Now, the second thing is if you're spending any money in Facebook at all, this package itself is going to be able to absorb that money. We're going to be able to do about 200 to 250 ads every single month on Facebook for you. So all week long, you'll notice that we're marketing towards your peak service hours and peak services. And we're going to be using retargeting ads. This is the best ads that money can buy on Meta. And these are ads that are only going to be accessible to partners with Meta and Google, right? So what these ads do for you is if somebody's in the marketplace looking for painters, if they've gone on, you know, Google, Bing, or if they just made a post for their friends asking for suggestions, as they're scrolling on their timeline, your flyer is going to organically show there, right? Because it's picked up that they're looking for, right? That's a retargeted ad. Now, we do that in addition to just re-engaging every single day for you, right? So that's something we can definitely take off your plate there. I mean, I don't know how much currently you're putting into it, but if that's something that we can absorb and make it a part of that $299, it's going to benefit for you, right? You know how well Facebook is going to convert for you, right? Now, when we talk about, you know, the Google side of it, have you explored local service ads at all? I mean, have you set a budget? Have you put in the application for Google Verified or anything like that?
No, I have not yet. It's just not something I focus on. Like I said, my big boom to business comes off of Facebook. I mean, Facebook is huge for us. Because it is a small town, and it's not just like people from the town that are in a lot of the groups and stuff. And obviously, you know, we're not running our ads just in our town. In our town, we're also hitting surrounding areas. So I'd be curious. The main thing with my Facebook marketing is I'm kind of a loyalist a little bit. And they've treated me really, really well. It is a heavy campaign. I will say that. It's roughly $5,000 a month. Give or take.
I'll tell you like this, Colin. In all honesty, I'd go dollar for dollar for you with the Facebook ads, right? So if you want to do, like, say at $299, we're going to do all the hosting with everything else included. And if you want to put, you know, those dollars into Facebook, we're not going to charge you to promote those, right? We'll put them out there for you. The only reoccurring charge you'll have is that $299, right? That's all the hosting fees and everything already included. And then any extra money you want to put into Facebook, you just put the money. We run the ads. If you have any type of specials you're running, anything like that, you just let us know what you got going on. We'll put it all together for you. Right. If you need any business cards, marketing materials.
The big thing is the company that I'm working with, they are strictly painting. Like, they strictly advertise for painters. They strictly work in the painting industry. And they do have like a tried and true track record, because they do work with like CertaPro, some of the bigger like franchises such as like Fresh Coat and stuff. So it's not that I would jump ship. It would definitely take a lot for me to jump ship on the Facebook side of things, mostly because they have treated me so well. I'm interested in the Google side of things. I'm just a little bit hesitant because, you know, it's just extra spend. Not that it's not possible. It's still an extra $300. And it's like, you know, if I took that $300 and upped my Facebook budget a little bit, I know there's a return there. I don't know what's going to return from Google, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, right? And here's what I'll get done for you. I mean, if you're concerned, the biggest concern is always going to be return on investment, right? So what I can recommend is the LSA side of it, in all honesty. I mean, do you know how that program works? It's not a pay-per-click campaign. It's completely different than anything that's offered out on the market today.
Now, the reason why I say LSAs? That,
the LSAs, yes. Because what Google allows you to do is you set a budget for your business, right? But with that budget, they're going to route pre-qualified exclusive leads that come in to you in the form of a phone call. Now, you don't pay for the phone call, because just because you got it doesn't mean your budget is charged. The only time that you'd actually get your budget charged is when you successfully gain the appointment with that client, right? So Google is making sure that their business's dollars are going to money that counts. That's for that reason, it's commonly referred to as the gold standard for the small and medium-sized businesses, right, when it comes to lead generation. A budget right now of $676 would give you 13 pre-qualified exclusive leads. Now, the key to being a LSA or Google Verified company, it's not like a pay-per-click where you just say, okay, let's put $700 and let's start this tomorrow. These companies have gone through an extra vetting process, right? So if you do a search in your area, you'll find like CertaPro Pandas in Northwest Indiana, 876 for reviews, 4.9 stars, right? They're currently a Google Verified company, and they are running this program as we speak. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you click on their profile, you'll see that big blue badge. It says verified. And then it'll show has insurance, past background check. Basically, they're fully vetted. And that's the difference in how you actually get into this category. Now, that application, you do have to have insurance of at least $250,000 in general liability. There is no licensing required. Mm-hmm. Right. They'll do a background check for no felonies in the past 7 years. It's either Evident or Pinkerton that'll do it. All right, as long as that's not a problem, you'll go ahead and supply them with either a valid driver's license, state ID, or United States passport. And then once you're accepted, you're able to set that budget to receive those leads, right? Now, like I said, you're not going to find a top company here that does not run the Google Verified program. Well, you're one of them right now, right? Because you are top recommended in the area. And I mean, in all honesty, it's probably about time to get there, right? Now, what I'll do for you there is instead of $299, when you go Google Verify, since it's the number one service, your reoccurring rate goes down to $249. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only difference is there is a one-time application fee. We'll send you out the application. We'll onboard you and we'll get all your information submitted over for the Google verification. Right. Now that application fee stands at $250. Okay. It's a one-time payment. So basically with that program, you come in at $499 and then your monthly recurring goes down to $249. Once your acceptance comes in, it's about 45 days for Google to process that application. At that point, you're able to set that budget. Now the leads come in for a qualified lead, you'd be deducted at $52 in the painter vertical. Okay. And that's, like I said, only if you gain that appointment. Now, if you get a lead that's too small, it's a job that you're not willing to do, you can reject those leads. You never charge for those, right? These are the main benefits of running Google Verify.
Okay.
How did that
I have to crunch some numbers and stuff. I'll have to get back to you. I got to check my books and just see where I'm at. Give me a ring, say in a week. Let me do some number movement and just kind of see where I'm at on the financials. We'll just see. I got to do some thinking about it. Just see where I'm at. Do some research and stuff, and then I'll get back with you.
Okay, but out of all the services that we talked about today, that we can offer you, I mean, I can tell Google Verified is kind of the one for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
a company of your stature, that's where you pretty much need to be at this point, right? I mean, that's kind of like the next step of growth, you know? So, here's the deal, Colin, that I'm willing to do for you. I know you want to crunch some numbers, right? We did the discount on the monthly reoccurring. If I dig a little deeper, I might be able to find you a discount on that application fee, but I'm going to need to know a little bit more information. How long have you been open for business?
Well, like I said, I'm solid for now, man. I definitely have to reach out to some of my people, and kind of just see what they think. Got to talk to some other guys, just kind of see who's doing what, kind of see what the return is. And then kind of just, like I said, I have to just think about it and see.
For sure. And I mean, in all honesty, Colin,
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, like, the return really with this one, it comes down, it's performance-based, you know, for your sales guy, whether it's you or somebody else, because at the end of the day, we're going to put you right at that customer's house, and you're not going to pay for that lead unless it happens, right? And that's really the main benefit there. So, you know, conversion rates, you know, they do happen. I can tell you're well-articulated. You handle yourself well. So if you're the sales guy for, you know, your business there, you go in and you're closing them down, I can expect a high return on investment, but in all honesty, even if you would ask like a Gemini, they'll give you the percentages and you're sitting at about 60-75% on these types of leads.
Yep. Yeah. No worries. Like I said, I just, not something I'm necessarily looking for right now. So let me crunch some numbers. Let me reach out to some people and I'll get back with you and just kind of see what ends up out of it. But I appreciate your time. I'm somewhat interested, but I gotta make sure it's the right fit for me at this time.
I hear you, Colin. And that's not a problem, right? So I mean, it has definitely been a pleasure. Now I just have one more question for you. I mean, is it the price point that would keep you from moving forward? I mean, or is it just a little skeptical about the program itself?
No, I just don't make any rash decisions. That's all. Just don't make any decisions on the spot.
So pretty much, pretty much, I mean, even if I could find you another discount, there's not much that you would do about going forward today.
No, man. It's like I said, I don't jump into anything. I always slow play everything because if it's meant to be, it'll work out. If it's not, it's not. There's no point in rushing into anything. Nothing. Nobody ever won just making on the spot decisions. So no, it was fantastic. You explained everything very well. Price point's good. Discounts are good. just not something I'm ready to just jump on the boat right this second. So.
Okay, Connor. Well, I appreciate it. And
I'm a deep thinker.
Well, that's a good thing, right? I mean, and we definitely want to deep dive into these type of conversations, right? But you said that somebody's doing your Facebook hosting already, right? That they're pretty much running their ads for you right now?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. I was going to say that's an area that, yeah. I mean, we just pretty much take that off your plate, but that'd be a whole switch there because when it comes down to Facebook, only one person can host it.
Yeah.
Can't have multiple people hosting their profile.
Even with that, I mean, it took me like 2 months to jump on with them because I got to vet people. I got to do my own research. I got to understand what they're actually doing because I don't like having things in my business that I don't understand. Cause it's just how it's over the years. That's how contractors have gotten taken advantage of. Not saying you guys are, it sounds fantastic. I always like to make sure that I know what's going on. So if I get told something, it's not like, oh, okay. You know, so no,
yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, no doubt. And I mean, in all honesty, I mean, even before we even asked for any type of billing info, I literally go through what's called a voice verification. I walk you through the program. We send it out to you with your initial invoice, pretty much outlining. I mean, really, really deep diving like we talked about, right? So you get that firm understanding. But I'll tell you what, Colin, if research is your thing, give me a good email address for you. I'll send you a full proposal. It'll have some hyperlinks there. You'll be able to check it out. It'll have your cost per lead, your monthly minimum budgets, you know, pretty much all the information you'll need for local service address.
Yeah, man. No, it was fantastic. Like I said, I appreciate everything. I just gotta do my stuff and, I'll get with you.
So do you want me to send you an email with your proposal?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. What's a good email for you? I'm not going to spam you. Literally the only thing you need to get from me is going to be your proposal.
No, you're good. No, you're good. I'll check it out, man. I'll look into it. I'm not opposed to it, just not a rash decision maker. So, email is info@fritzcustomfinishing.com. That's FRITTS, custom finishing.
All right. Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Colin, and it's definitely been a pleasure having a conversation with you. Have a great one. Best of luck to you, partner.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. I appreciate it.
Yep, bye.
Bye.